B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This goes out to Skyler.
To go back to Skyler's points on Danny Ainge running out of time, I'm not going to say that right now. I don't want to address that right now. But what about this? After all this talk of needing to have the roster be better, and that's on him and it's not on the coach, players do have to be better, but it's really about the lack of talent on the roster, how could he strike out at the trade deadline now? How is anyone going to accept him not pulling
off? Can't
come
back and say price is too high.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do it this year. Time's run out. What's the window with these kids? Like, you know, is it
which
kids? 2 years?
Tatum and Brown?
Well, Tatum and Brown. Come on.
They're locked up. It's a large window. Big window.
I'm talking about the mix of everybody.
Plenty of time in the
window. Throw Stevens into it. Throw Ainge into it. Throw Marcus Smart into it. You know, if Wick's sitting there looking at this, what is he thinking? Yeah, it's.
I think he's thinking he spends a lot of money on a team that's not very good.
Yeah, that type of window. You know, where I'm going to make major changes. That window. That shock and awe window. Like we're gonna make some changes here. Is it now or never for Danny? What is it? March 25th, 26th? What's the deadline?
It's next month.
End of March.
Yeah. Deadline-wise, he's got to do something significant, or else you get to say, Danny, you said you needed to make changes. You needed to improve, that the roster wasn't good enough, and then you did nothing to address it in season. Are you passing on the year? Are you passing on this season?
Right.
I don't know how they could do that. I don't know how, and which leads me to believe he wants to do something significant, and he's planning on doing something significant. I think if you want to read into that, it's a good sign. They're going to make a meaningful move at this deadline.
I'm not getting suckered in again. I always think they're going to.
Yep,
I want him to. The signs are there.
But has he ever been as critical of his own roster in season as he is right now? I mean, these are pretty straightforward statements he made yesterday.
They are, and I don't remember him being like this. But we also know that he is not going to make a bad deal in order to, you know, get some talent in here, even if the players or the resources that he's trading away aren't necessarily helping right now. If he feels it's still too much, I don't think he's going
to
do it.
What does he have to move that is worth anything, though? This is my other question. What does he have from an asset standpoint?
We know he has the exception, but
outside of that, I mean, what? Smart?
Kemba?
I don't know what the value he would have right now.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That contract. Who wants him right now?
Contract in the knee.
So if you're making
him play back to back,
really big deal. I don't know who that includes. But they got to do something. They can't just let this be. That's taking a pass. And if after saying all of these things, he does whiff at the deadline, then you could come back and say, okay, What is the future here? What is the timeline on this guy calling the shots and building the roster? Yeah. Because in his own words, he's telling us, it's on me. I didn't do a good enough job. And based on everything they've done over the last 5 years, they've had good runs. They've had good playoff, you know, time. But they've never looked like a team that can get over the hump. And they certainly don't look like one right now. Ralph and Linfield on Brad Stevens. Hey, Ralph.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I love the way you throw that chum in the water and create a feeding frenzy. So I got a point, but I'm going to address a couple questions and topics you brought up. So it shouldn't matter what player they bring in. It's the coach's job to make it work. Players don't have a decision in other players coming in into the system. Beadle. Mm-hmm. I would take Mitchell all day long over Tatum. He doesn't have that edge you guys talk about.
Right.
And as far as the coach goes, and one thing, Hardy.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was watching. I thought you got a haircut.
in a clean shave. You looked unbelievable yesterday. So let me just say real quick about the coach. Every coach comes into a new system with their plan. And sometimes you can't fit a round circle into a square peg. That's what separates a good coach from a great coach. When they lost Kyrie Irving, they lost me. They had, and the first caller brought that up. We had a phenomenal player. Look at Phil Jackson. He had basket cases, over-the-top basket cases, and he made it work.
And he also had Michael Jordan, though. You can't leave that out of that equation when you're talking about Phil Jackson.
And if you want to get everything, just go see Big Alan Revere.
Is that the same guy? That's Ralph? Ralph can tell you about all kinds of things. The Phil Jackson comparison, first of all, Brad Stevens is never going to win that, number one. There is something to Phil Jackson managing personalities. He did do a good job with that. He also had Jordan setting the pace for that team and setting the attitude and competitiveness and just the attack that he had for everything, for practice, for games. That guy was off the charts.
You can almost say, like, he's the last coach to win as many, you know, all the championships that he had and still be able to manage egos and great egos.
And by the way, he had one basket case.
And Popovich, had a stretch there. But, like, Phil's the last great one, man, to be able to do that. There aren't any in today's game you look at and say, okay, they could do what Phil did.
But he had one guy, Dennis Rodman, who was a basket case. Were there others? Who are the other basket cases?
Not basket
cases. Look at the guys on those teams. I mean,
yeah.
You had Pippen, not a basket case, with Jordan. You had lower-level depth guys like Steve Kerr. Okay, these are not basket cases.
B.J. Armstrong.
Like, these are hardworking, good players.
Not a basket case.
Popovich couldn't figure out his basket case.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard could not be figured out by Popovich. He's never going to win that debate. He just isn't. Kyrie was going to have his way, and it wasn't going to be here.
I agree with that, but like, you get that kind of super talent, you got to work with it and try and find a man. That's why we're such Kyrie guys.
Well, isn't there also the element?
Like, you don't feel like you have that Kyrie type player right now.
Players will tune out coaches after a certain amount of time together. That could be the case.
I think this group really responds to Stevens.
I don't know.
Do you think they tune him out at times?
They might.
Yeah.
Would that be shocking if that were the case?
We had to think. We had to call it, like, we need more edge from Stevens after the game, or need to be, you want to see him more pissed off. It feels like when he criticizes them, like, whether it's lack of ball movement or lack of communication, and then you go to a guy like a Tatum or Brown, and Brown's like, no comment. Like, what the hell's that mean? They don't respond to the coach saying that you guys don't move the ball, or you guys, watch a game. They didn't move the ball. Now you don't like when you're criticized after the game by the head coach. Like, these guys are, and this goes back to last year too, the players meetings and, the throwing of chairs or the dust ups, when Smart was in there with them, and they don't always feel like they're together. They go off on their little tangents, and I know that's the NBA. And I know it's a little bit of a diva league, but got to deal with it.
Do you know that Brad Stevens is only behind a handful of guys in terms of how long he's been in his job?
Yeah.
In the NBA, there are four guys that are ahead of him.
And feels like he just got here from Butler 2 years ago, doesn't it?
No, this is his eighth season.
That's amazing.
This is season number eight for Brad Stevens, which puts him fifth in the NBA as the fifth longest tenured coach in the league. He's top five in terms of tenure. And he's got some guys ahead of him that have been in their jobs a long time, like Greg Popovich, Eric Spoelstra, Rick Carlisle, Terry Stotts. Those are the four guys ahead of him. He's the fifth longest tenured guy in the league right now. There's a lot of turnover in head coaching gigs in the NBA. There's a lot. He's 8 years in. Is it possible that he's been tuned out a little bit by guys that he's been around for their entire careers? Brown, Tatum, Smart. And that's no fault of his own. That's just he's been here. He's been the guy. It happens. Doesn't mean he's a bad coach. Will's in Boston. Will.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Will?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to say that I think that Jaylen Brown should be the first option. And also, I don't think these guys are bringing any heart when they come out to play. And I was wanted to know your opinion on how about Jason Tatum for Bradley Beal swap.
No.
That's never going to happen.
No, I'm not doing that. Why would you do that? No.
Now, more and more calls we get, like, maybe the offense should go through Brown, not Tatum. Well, Tatum would handle that well, huh?
Yeah, I think he'd love it.
A little bit of a strain there.
I think he'd celebrate it.
Yeah,
for sure. We'll continue with your Celtics calls throughout the day. Want to get to the latest on the possibility of Cam Newton returning to the Patriots. I know Zoe loves this. He loves the idea of Cam Newton being back in a Patriots uniform in 2021.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting you in the middle of the story, in the middle of the day.
He's already settled some debts with the Cosmo in Vegas.
Oh, the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Second down and nine from the Rams 18.
Step up.
Drop back off a play fake.
No,
throws the screen and it's picked off and goodbye. Running down the left side for the Rams. All the way to the 35-30, 25-20. Kenny Young is going to take it in by his lonesome. It's a pick six for L.A.
Terrible. Terrible job by Newton. Pockets collapsing. You got time to step up or slide. You panic under pressure. And you just float a screen pass that wasn't there to the defender. I'm not going to say it yet. I'm going to say it. Season's in jeopardy. Everything's on the line. Tell number four, start warming up. This is one of the worst throws he's had. And he's had some bad ones.
Well,
what a moment in time, huh?
There you go.
You just kicked the Chargers' ass. You're on your little West Coast trip.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing the Rams. You're in that game. You're driving. That was a close game at that point. And all in a matter of poof. Just chuck and duck screen and pick six the other way. And that's sort of the line of demarcation for this team.
Well, what do you think about Cam Newton coming back? We've talked about it in recent days, the possibility.
Where else did you want him to throw that ball, Beetle?
Cam Newton coming back to the New England Patriots. It's been floated. It's been put out there a little bit. We played Keyshawn Johnson last week.
Yep.
Keyshawn saying twice, both in January and now in February, that Cam Newton will be back as the Patriots starter.
Yep. We played Rodney Harrison during Super Bowl week.
Rodney Harrison said it would be the worst thing Bill Belichick's ever done.
Be unjustifiable to your team. Yep.
But let's hear from another insider, NFL Network reporter Mike Giardi, on the possibility of Cam Newton coming back.
But if you look at what happened to Cam Newton this past year, in many ways, a disservice was done to him by the fact that he was not signed until June. Now, it depends on who you ask. Why that didn't happen until June? Was it his demands and then eventually having to come down on his demands? Or was it the fact that the Patriots were just letting things shake out so they could get him at a lower price? But the bottom line is he joined an offense in June, an offense that speaks a language that's been spoken for over 20 years. Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Bill O'Brien, back to Josh McDaniels again. And of course, the common denominator for 20 years was Tom Brady, and it was his language as well. So Cam had to learn that and learn new players. In addition, Tom Brady walked away from this team at the end of the previous season, in part because there weren't enough weapons. And he looked at the offensive team that was surrounding him and said, we can't win a championship with this group. Cam Newton had to deal with that same group. And then Julian Edelman, of course, dropping out early in the year with an injury. In many ways, he was at a disadvantage. And I also think, too, there was a lack of connection between the offense and what Cam does well. I think they tried to do their offense and mix in some quarterback runs, as opposed to, say, maybe what Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, Brian Daboll, did with him, where for the first couple of years, they were a game plan team. We do what we do. And then it became, no, we're going to do what Josh does and what Josh does well, and Josh flourished. And maybe I think if they look back on what they did this past season, they'll decide we didn't do enough for Cam to make Cam as comfortable as possible in this offense.
There you go, Zoe. Did a disservice to him.
He
couldn't make it back.
Nobody signed him. 31 other teams said we don't want him.
They did a disservice to him.
And it's their fault.
They signed him so late.
What bizarre world do we live in? Hey, have you seen Josh Allen throw off his back foot ever? You ever see him do that? You ever see that ball come out about 90 miles an hour when he does that? You ever see Cam Newton throw off his back foot?
Yeah, it's not as good. Not as crisp.
Ball usually bounces when that happens.
It's not as crisp, but, he's working on it.
I'm getting real tired of this thing.
What are you tired of?
He didn't get a chance to, have the OTAs and this and that. Watch the mechanics.
You think Giardi's pulling this out of his ass, or you think that he knows all these hearing things?
No. Everybody's talking about it. I'd actually like Mike Reese calling on Get Up yesterday and talking about the number one thing the Patriots need to do before they start anything is get that quarterback done so they can start attracting people.
Well, I would agree with him on that.
Yep.
Do you think the Patriots feel that way?
Oh, I totally agree I think that's what they have to do, or else they can't pick up the phone and call Hunter Henry or a receiver.
Hunter Henry, big, important offseason need, tight end. More on that coming up. Hardy, well, I don't know if you heard yesterday.
I mean, you're not signing Cam Newton to go and get those guys, because those guys saw the league last year, and you already said it's the same crew, which means Tom Brady's five games better than Cam Newton is.
I asked Zoe if he had to place a bet on where Jimmy Garoppolo would be week one of the 2021 NFL season. He has to make the bet. He has to lay down. What sum of money would you be upset to lose right now, Zoe? About $2, $3 million of your net worth? What would you put that number in?
$150,000.
Okay. If he had to put $150,000 on where Jimmy G would be, it's 1-to-1 odds. You pick the team.
Oh, what's the double your odds money right now? What is it?
We're not going to play the odds. We're not going to look for value. It's like you are betting it straight up. You double your money if he is on the team you say he's going to be on, and you said he would be starting for which team week one?
The New England Patriots.
He believes that the New England Patriots have the best odds of having that guy as their quarterback out of any other team in the NFL, including the team he's currently employed by and under contract with.
See, you can thank the Houston Texans for that.
That's something.
And your former GM.
And I said yesterday, he's hearing things. Even if he doesn't admit it, he's getting sympathy tips from his COVID experience. People reaching out, checking in on him, seeing how he's doing, and then offering a little sympathy tidbit of information
How do we know, though, that this isn't like something messed up? I did hear him reference something yesterday when he couldn't think of a player name. He said it was a residual COVID effect. He couldn't remember somebody's name.
I still can't remember it. It was the linebacker from Houston, the edge rusher.
J.J. Watt?
No, they moved him inside. Marcellus, what the hell is his name? Not Marcellus Darius. What the hell was his name?
Merciless.
Merciless.
Whitney Merciless.
Whitney Merciless.
Is that it?
Huh. That was the guy that almost killed Tom Brady. Yeah. Vrabel had him. Bringing him up the middle.
But how do we know these tips, though, is getting is not just a figment of his COVID imagination? He's got tip dementia. You know, these things are just coming into his brain from nowhere other than his own brain.
And I remember Greg Steensmith today.
You did remember Greg Steensmith.
Pulled that out of my rear.
Okay.
Yeah, great recall on that one. It's like dementia. You remember things from a long time ago, but maybe not recently.
Well, this is a different type of dementia. Tuesday. He's just inventing things. But I would say this, to put him first after San Francisco, I'd say that's a pretty good bet. But doesn't San Francisco have to be the leader in the clubhouse right now? for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Not in Zoe's mind.
I don't think so. I think they're looking.
Well, so
they're looking upgrade.
Okay, but you would need
like
two
Jimmy.
Things.
Hardy,
okay,
I did this whole thing yesterday. Just to do the math.
So San Francisco's 20, looking, and is it
24-9? Your starting quarterback is, and you're not over the top giddy about him with his age and his doable contract. Like, we like Jimmy. We really like Jimmy. Do you?
All right. So San Francisco's looking. Do you think the Patriots are looking for a quarterback right now?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they're both looking. If one of them is going to be forced to start what they have right now next season, who's in better shape?
Oh, 49ers.
So if the 49ers don't find anything they like better, they're okay.
Zoe.
So you need that to happen right. First.
And that's why I said yesterday, before I talked about all this, that the Deshaun Watson domino has to get going. He's got to fall first.
Would you say it's like 50-50 that Garoppolo ends up starting in San Francisco next year? I'd say it's probably 50-50 at this point.
I would have put the money on him being in San Francisco.
Right.
He's there, he's in San Francisco, and that's where my money would go.
70-30, right.
Yeah, and so, but Zoe said yesterday, and I don't want to speak for you, you could say it for yourself, but that the Deshaun Watson deal is going to happen, and it's not going to include Garoppolo because of where the Texans are at in their rebuild. They don't want him. They don't need him. They'd rather have more draft picks in their teardown than taking on the quarterback for the next couple of years, because in the next couple of years, they're not going to be any good, and they know it, and they'd rather have the capital to put on their draft board, which makes sense. And he also said a GM is not a coach, and because the GM knows the quarterback doesn't mean that he fits the coaching style of what they're going to have there.
They're a rudderless ship right now, the Texans, and Jimmy doesn't solve anything for them right now.
They'd rather take a pick as opposed to a quarterback.
There's no common fit, right? Your number one receiver is already shipped out. You know, your all-world defensive end asked to be traded. You're cleaning house up and down. You're letting Easterboy run everything.
So if the Texans were to get three first-round picks and Garoppolo, they'd rather take three first-round picks and a second as opposed to taking Garoppolo.
Yeah. Or maybe they're crazy enough to just give them four.
They don't want the quarterback. They don't want that counting against what they're getting back. They'd rather have more picks. If Garoppolo's worth the second rounder, they'd rather just have the second rounder.
You don't think they can make some noise in a draft with that?
Which is what I told Zoe. If that's the case, then the Patriots should provide the motivation to the 49ers and do the deal now and get Jimmy out of there.
Maybe they're trying
that. And Zoe said, well, yeah, I think that could make a lot of sense. And it sounded informed. It did. Sounded like you're hearing things.
It's not a report.
It's just not Dixie whistling.
Zoe's got me believing that the 49ers will part with Garoppolo without having the replacement there.
It's risky.
It is risky, but he has me believing that they are willing to do a deal and figure out what they do about their quarterback situation after trading Jimmy. As much as you hear the reports yesterday that they like him and he's 24-9 and they do have some questions about durability, but they like him plenty.
Who's the backup with the Vikings?
Mullins is the backup in San Francisco, right?
C.J. Beathard, C.J. Beathard, all those guys are out there, right? Good players. Nick Mullins, didn't he cry after his first game?
I don't know, did he?
Man, I was pouring champagne on my head. He did, he cried. In his interview.
He's emotional.
Emotional guy.
Or maybe he was tearing up from the champagne. Maybe he did the same thing you did.
He had something in his eye, right? Maybe he didn't put the ski goggles on.
Maybe they want to keep Nick Mullins. They want to turn it over to C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins.
Bold. That has about as much validity to that thought that, people prior to that trade, over a week ago that Sean McVay wanted to roll with that kid, from the AAF.
What if the 49ers just want to spend some money this offseason? They want to free it up with what they have tied up in Garoppolo.
They could.
Maybe they feel like they can get away with a lot less at quarterback. Is that a possibility?
Matt Ryan's definitely staying in Atlanta, right? That's what they said. I know Atlanta.
2 years removed from a trip to the Super Bowl.
24-9 is a starter, right? 24-9.
And you're just going to move on from him and not have a suitable replacement because you think, we're almost as good with anybody.
Correct.
Boy, that sounds familiar. How does that work out?
Not good.
When you
I'm all in favor of them feeling the same way. Yeah. Go for it. Let's see it. Let's go. Have at it.
Like, Seattle doesn't look great, even though they had a good year, good record. Look at Russ Wilson. He's unhappy there. Arizona, how are they trending?
Do you think they could ever pull off a deal with Seattle for Russell Wilson?
Not
the Patriots.
Not within your 49ers. Division. There's
division. I can't imagine.
Pete wouldn't do it.
You would talk about it the same way talking about a deal with the Jets. No, it's not happening.
That's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
What would he ask you? What's the tax you have to pay for being in the division and offering something for Russell Wilson?
And the 49ers,
the division tax.
And the 49ers Seahawks thing is much more of a thing than the Patriots Jets thing has been recently, anyway.
Right. Recently, those two teams have been better than Patriots Jets.
Oh, the rivalry is an actual rivalry.
Oh, they don't like each other. Yeah.
They do not like each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to be a possibility. Let's continue talking about this. 617-779-0985. We've got headlines, and we've got Cam Newton back in the conversation. He could be coming back, so he could be. If they don't land Jimmy G, they're going to bring back Cam.
There's another Newton update you had, too.
Yeah. Which was what? Which one?
Oh, that's a money issue thing?
You know what? Yeah. You mentioned his hat earlier.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, and also tight ends in the mix. There's a number of tight ends that could be on the move this offseason. That's on the way, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
Are we going to end up watching wild turkeys just pecking at the field?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I want to be more of a thrift store shopper. I want to be more of a vintage shopper. I want to be more of a person that finds gems in stores that are less expensive and to still be able to give it its fine look, but I've stayed myself and I've spent thousands of dollars, maybe even millions of dollars on clothes that I only wore once. So to be able to recycle the closet, so to speak, is something that's challenging, but at the same time, it's going to be fun to do so throughout this whole year.
Is this guy for real?
Yeah. Sounds like a post game. Like, same delivery, up to the challenge.
You realize he said in this that he has wasted $1 million on clothes he's never worn.
He did not say wasted.
A lot of people out there struggling right now.
He said he's spent thousands, maybe millions of dollars on clothes he's only worn once.
Once.
Maybe even millions of dollars on clothes that I only wore once.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that claim Cam Newton has done a great job taking care of his money.
Well, I mean, when you're putting a monkey pit in your condo.
What? Right? It's not
monkey
a
cage?
Pit.
Snake cage.
It does sort of have like a multi-level thing to it, though, that I know what Zoe means by that.
The pit?
Yeah, it looks like a... You know when you're at the zoo and you look down into something?
It's got to be down in there. You got to be able to throw the meat down there somewhere.
Some very progressive zoos that do that. It's a walkway above all the animal enclosure.
That's a progressive zoo?
Belle Isle Zoo in Detroit was way ahead of its time when they made that.
And a hot dog's a hot dog down the hallway.
No, that's just forcing something that wasn't there. Let's...
That's somebody who got... Like, bet they couldn't work that phrase into the show before noon and thought they would throw it in right there.
Nice work. So with Cam Newton, there's always this claim that he doesn't need to play anymore because he has plenty of money. I know that he's made a lot more than $1 million, but someone who's willing to spend over $1 million, or as he said, maybe millions of dollars on clothes that he wore once? Does that scream taking care of your money or building the monkey cage in the condo? That doesn't scream taking care of money.
Just have the old quarterback
back. We prefer the term habitat. Quarterback back.
Could have paid him 2 for $50, huh? Let's bring the old guy back.
You know, Tom Brady bought that stupid new boat of his.
That was dumb.
And you know how that goes. I mean, the depreciation on that is ridiculous. You know, you think depreciation driving a brand new car off the lot is significant. What do you think it is with a luxury boat?
Was it new?
Yeah. Bought it brand new.
Dumb.
That boat's brand new. What do you think it's worth? How much has it lost since he drove it around Tampa Bay the other day?
$400,000.
Right? It's stupid. A $2 million boat. Yeah, it's only worth 1.5 now. He's at it for a few weeks.
Dummy. What a dummy.
So I know that there are guys that do waste money or spend money lavishly and will never see it again. But I don't know. There's just something about the clothing habit there that just seems nonsensical and irresponsible in some way.
Fiscally irresponsible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
It's excessive dress-up.
So are we totally convinced that he has all this money saved up from his career and doesn't need to continue playing or doesn't want to continue playing?
No.
If you had been someone, even if you are what he now claims he is, which is he's in there painting his own hat in this video.
With a satchel.
Which upsets Zoe for some reason. I don't know why this upsets you, but it does.
Because he just had a horrid year, and that's the first thing you post.
I don't think it is the first thing he's posted, though.
I follow him on Twitter. It's the first thing he posted.
All right. So even if he does want to be more of a thrift store type of guy now, maybe that means he's retiring. He knows he doesn't have that income anymore. You know, he's
got Ollie's down here by me in Woonsocket.
He's going on to a fixed income. He's going to be at Savers now when he goes looking for...
It's not a very fixed income.
It's not a fixed income. He's going to be shopping at Savers. And
Ocean State job.
Ocean
love.
State, yes.
I don't know that.
Absolutely. Love that store.
No.
Or what's the...
Beetle, you'll be getting your pool chemicals there.
No, I won't. No, I'm not. I don't deal with those things. So I deal with your guy, Eric, will be taking care of that. Pool pals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They'll take care of those chemicals for me.
Those are my guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are your guys. What was I saying? Oh, the other store that he could be shopping at. I can't remember.
It's going to go to early bird specials now.
Goodwill. It'll be at Goodwill.
Well, there are
shopping the racks there.
You and I.
Well, they call it thrift shops.
Zoe, Tebow. We are not thrift store shoppers because we're not going to the right thrift stores. That's how we think of thrift stores, you know, Goodwill, stuff like that. There are high-end thrift stores where he's not going to be saving all that much money.
They don't call those thrift stores. They call those consignment shops.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're selling.
My wife would go there and buy the ripped jeans. Got to find these used
consignment
jeans.
Shop is what we have here.
I save money by buying new as opposed to going and buying like good vintage stuff.
Right.
Good vintage stuff is more expensive than the brand new stuff that I buy.
So maybe it's just a fashion change that he's going through and not necessarily a financial change that he is going through. But I would just say this. If you were someone that looked back and said, I've spent thousands, if not millions of dollars on clothes I wore once or never wore at all, wouldn't you say to yourself, okay, I'm not doing that anymore, and now I'm going to go play an extra year and pick up $5 million somewhere to make myself feel better about it? I'm not going to quit now. I have a chance to make more money. And I won't regret having that extra $5, $7, $10 million if he can find a job, which it sounds like it won't be too hard if he wants to work in New England. Sorry, Zoe. But he might be enticed by that.
I can't even believe we're talking about this.
Well, I can because they did it once last year, and they never sat him down at any point. I hate to bring that up. Hardy likes to remind you about that.
I would root for
game.
I would root for Governor Baker to extend the no fans in the stadium. I would root for that. Not me personally, but.
To protect the team.
They want to go down this route. That first three and out ain't going to be fun. Ain't going to be fun. Mm-mm.
Let's start thinking of places Cam can shop, though, if he does
stay thinking
here,
of players that want to come here and play with Cam.
No,
How about that?
I think he's staying. So there's a place called Boomerangs in West Roxbury.
Okay.
Because, you know, you wear clothes and they come back around. Boomerang.
I like
Boom.
That.
And it comes home and now it's fashionable again.
And I'm sure he's a gamer, too. He could go see our boys up at Boom Boom Games. You get a lot of cool used games from back in the day.
That, again, shoehorning something in doesn't belong.
No, that's used stuff.
We're talking about clothes. You got to keep it to clothes.
There's a ski place in Walpole where you get used ski equipment and like rollerblades and lacrosse sticks.
Play it again, baby.
Baseball, play it again. Play it again. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Play it again.
I love play it again.
Anybody use monkey anywhere? Like, you want that monkey? Like, you got to buy the brand new monkey. I'm sure, like, hey, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get the monkey, but it's going to be a baby monkey. You know, come here with the diaper on and everything. And we're going to train that monkey and put it in my cage. Anybody got a monkey that's already used?
Refurbished.
Call Mikey Adams. Get his monkey. Yeah, refurbished monkey.
Uh-huh.
Refurbished snake. Like, what snake was he going to get?
Sounds like a band name. Refurbished monkey.
Wouldn't that, like, F with your head? I wouldn't be able to sleep in my house if I had, what do they call those, atariums or yetariums?
I'm sorry?
It's not an aquatic one. For the fish. The aquarium.
Terrarium?
Terrarium. Thank you. So say that terrarium you have, and you put this big freaking boa constrictor in there.
Yeah.
Or one of those pythons, right?
Okay, yeah.
Then you wake up one day, you see the lids popped up. Snake ain't in there anymore.
Where's the snake?
Where the hell's the snake? What do? I jump on top of my bed, and I don't move.
By the way, speaking of
get the dog.
Speaking of band names, Beetle, I saw this recently. The indie band name generator. Have you seen this on Twitter?
No, but refurbished monkey should be in there.
Yeah, you take your favorite fruit and you couple it with the last reason you took painkillers.
Okay,
right.
Where do I get that?
Pardon me. Do it again.
You just do it right now.
Last piece of fruit I ate.
Your favorite? Yes.
Okay, banana.
And the last reason you took painkillers.
COVID.
Banana COVID.
COVID.
That's it? That's your band name. I thought it sort of
love it.
Took those into some machine and then spit out something semi-related to it.
See, mine would be...
Beatles would be like Apple drunk car wreck.
Remind me of Apple fender bender. Yours would be Apple fender bender.
Apple sideswipe.
Mine would be pear recreational.
Star fruit.
Apple dump driver hit me from the side. And flip truck.
Let's get to your calls on Cam Newton coming up next. There's a lot of them.
Oh, good.
It sort of upsets people. Cam Newton coming back.
I'm sure there's a lot of pro-Cam calls.
We've been saying it. Prep yourself for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
Hang on tight. It's going to be a hell of a ride.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
That and Jimmy Garoppolo next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is...
Zoe's cowboy hat is back. Always nice to see
you. Oh, I already missed that yesterday. Howdy, ma'am.
Is that from the Houston trip?
Sure is.
You went to the Western Wear store the day of the big party?
Yes, sir, Bob.
That's money well spent. That's Cam Newton
for
type. That is Cam Newton type of frivolous wardrobe spending right there.
I should paint the side of it white like he was doing. He was going to put something
on it. Put a little paint on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
paint them all up.
Paint it up.
You, the wife, the sister, y'all bought all those clothes you only wore once, just like Cam Newton.
You have something in common with Cam. Did you know that? Simpatico. Yeah. Cam and Zoe sitting in a tree.
Do you expense that?
Nope, you can't expense it. By the way, I did forward over to Fowler both the bull riding video and the Gucci Mane video.
The Gucci Mane was great because it was like date mic. Yeah.
You dancing in the crowd. You
had my collar out like date mic. Hey,
being that guy.
Yeah.
That guy at Gucci Mane.
God, it's terrible. So if you're going to go to the postgame party, you're going to go to the postgame party.
There we go. There you go. Now the people can see it. Zoe right there at the bottom of your screen.
It's a good time right there.
There he is. Look at him go.
don't think I have a Gucci Mane song on my playlist.
That night you did. He sure did. He was your playlist that night.
Yeah. Got that one move.
You got that one move with the hand in the air. That's good. I like how everyone's facing the stage except for Zoe. He's looking the other way. Every single person in the crowd is looking at the stage. Not
Where'd Malcolm Butler go?
This is more about me. It reminds me of when I took Calvin to see Fresh Beat Band, and he just turned around in his chair and was banging on the chair with his drumsticks. I'm like, hey, kid, the show's behind you.
I can't believe you took him to see the Fresh Beat Band.
Oh, it was great.
Remember when they were hot?
Great nights. Remember when?
In their prime, Fresh Beat Band or the Wiggles?
Oh, please, Fresh Beat Band. Are you kidding? In terms of what I'd listen to now?
All right, Fowler, turn it off.
Please.
No more. Please, no
so
more.
So sweaty.
Ted is in Raynham. Hey, Ted.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What do you think about Cam Newton making a return to New England?
You can't do it, man. You cannot bring him back. And it's got nothing to do with the system. It has to do with the fact that he can't throw anymore.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Right?
Oh, no, you're 100% spot on.
Zoe totally agrees with you, Ted. He's in lockstep.
Arm is junk
on that take.
Yeah.
Stan in Medfield. Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'll let you guys know. My mother-in-law works for Boomerang, so if she sees Cam Newton in the store, I'll make sure to let you guys know for
Please
sure.
Do.
It's a great place.
But
you got a nice voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Wow.
So I think Cam Newton's coming back to the Pats, and I think it's because of money. And I think Belichick looks at this past season, and they were 7-9. So I think they could have won. What would they lose? Like 3 games at the end of the game. Like he had a fumble. He threw an interception.
They could easily have possibly
be 10-6, maybe even 11-5. I think Belichick looks at that. And he says, I paid this guy $1 million. Why not bring him back, play a little bit better, and we can get 10, 11 victories out of this $1 million contract? I think it's money compared to wins. It's a win-win for Belichick.
Yeah.
It's a real consideration, Stan. I think what Stan just laid out is how this happens if it does. And I really,
for me,
you know, I don't want it to happen. I'm with you, Zoe.
No, but I know that.
That's how it would happen. Exactly what Stan just described. Great job.
Everything they're built on goes against it because they're built on precision. They're built on mistake-free football. They pride themselves on almost being perfect. Now, it's been that way for 20 years because of one guy. But don't tell me it's not preached that way, because I go back to the year the one guy was out. And Matt Castle has talked about this. And you talk about coaching. He said the biggest thing, and I remember Bill talking about this at the end of the year. Would he make mistakes? Yeah, he's a backup quarterback, made mistakes. He said, but the one thing about Matt Castle, when he made that mistake, the next day we'd coach him up, he would never make that same mistake twice. Cam's a repeat offender on mistakes. That's like the Rodney point. Like when you play the game and you watch it and you know it, what message is that to your team? That here you are in a swing back respond year. And the money thing's hard to sell because you're $65 million under the cap. So let's not go with the money like we're up against it. It's a reset. No, reset year's over. Now it's time to get back in the fight. And this would be move number one as you enter free agency. Yeah, what a kick in the teeth to everybody.
Right?
What a downer.
617-779-0985, tight ends. This is how it could happen. You bring up the money. If the money is spent on other positions, this is how this all comes to fruition with Cam Newton coming back, because he could be cheap and they could put better pieces around him, including a tight end.
Oh, exciting.
Let's tell you about the tight ends. We have no commercials here.
You watch the tight end drags, like those underneath routes this past year?
Quick pause for headlines. We're right back.
How many miles per hour he throw those balls?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.